Hello, I'm Noel Davidson, a servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. I preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified and nothing else. Thank God. Amen. I'm going to have Kathy read from the book of James. I'm going to share something with you. Every person that has ears should hear, let them hear what I'm saying. They hear and do, they'll be greatly blessed. Amen. You ready?
Ready. Chapter 2, verse 20. But wilt thou, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works, when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also.
I would like for you to read that again. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of God is saying. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of God is saying through these words. Amen. Ready.
Verse 20. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar?
That's an offering, you know that? That took faith. It wasn't dead. It was alive. And God wants you to know this is the kind of faith it takes to please Him. Next.
22. Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works, when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also.
We are justified not only by faith, but faith with works. Faith with works. You say you have faith? That's good. Another one says, I've got works. That's good. I want to show you, as Abraham did, by faith, by my works. Show you my faith, by my works. Thank God. I appreciate the words of the Lord Jesus. My house shall be called a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. 1 Thessalonians, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. That's not easy to obtain. That's not an easy place to ever get. But it can be achieved. You say, I work I understand that. I also worked. I worked. And the day came. I'm talking about I worked as a professional veterinarian. And the day came to where I had, in my praying, I came to a place I'd rather pray than make money. I came to a place where I'd rather pray than make money. And I prayed. And I prayed. And my business became less and less. My professional practice became less and less. And I came to a place where I prayed more than I worked. And yet my money did not falter. You see, what I learned was God would only give me jobs that paid well or more. And I kept praying. And one day, I prayed myself out of my veterinary practice. Now, I had sold my hospital in 1970. But this, what I'm talking about, was in 1983. I had this church. I bought this building. I was totally responsible for paying for it. Amen. I had the professional ability to pay for it. I made enough money. I could pay the payments. But now I prayed myself out of money. And there's no money at my work of my hands. In the 20th chapter of Acts, the Apostle Paul said that with his own hands, he provided for himself and those that were walked with him. And that's good. Amen. That's great. That's great. The day it came, I did the same. I paid all the help that works in this building. The day came, I was out of money by the work of my own hands. And it was a bit shaky, a little frightening. I thought, what have I done? That's not any time to turn back. That's not time to quit praying. You always pray. Men ought to, Luke 18, men ought to always pray and not faint. The word is cave in. Now, do you want God? Do you want the kingdom? Do you want the pearl of great price? I will tell you how you get it. Pray. Pray. Being led by the Spirit, pray. Yeah, pray. If you want it. If you don't, you won't get it. But if you want it, you can get it. But you're going to have to pray. You're going to have to pray. You're going to have to pray yourself out of business. Pray yourself out of income. And then you'll move into things of God. Amen. Oh, it was glorious to see that happen. Also very frightening. Very frightening. Well, what if you haven't been praying right? Yeah. What if you're praying to the wrong God? You see, there are lots of fears about this. It says in verse, no, Philippians 2:13. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 1, the Apostle Paul said he came not to the Corinthians with enticing words of man's wisdom. No. He said that, and he told why. Because he did not want their faith to stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. That's the way you'll have to walk, folks. You haven't been lied to, nor have you been denied the truth. I have not shunned to share, declare unto you the full gospel of Jesus Christ. The full gospel. Everything that he ordered me to share, I have said it. Amen. I've been at this a long time. Yeah. I've been, 44 years. See? Since I walked away from the big practice. You think it wasn't big? It was. I did well. But God was leading me. And I had to trust him. And what time I was afraid, I would trust in him. And which was almost all the time. Hear that, Luke?
Yes.
Almost all the time. I would, fear motivated me. It motivated me to believe. And I finally believed God. Thank God. Fear of what? Fear of failing. Fear of not having money. Amen. I will tell you, folks, this is the greatest walk you'll ever walk. In fact, it's the only walk. I came to a place, and now I'm going to talk about the day. And this is the place I came to. Amen. I don't pray without ceasing. But there's not an hour that I'm awake that goes by and I don't pray. Not an hour. Not one. Not 1 hour. I'd say rarely 15 minutes goes by and I don't pray. Ask Kathy D. I pray in restaurants, in nice eating establishments. I say, thank God. Yeah. Well, it says in verse 72, we ought to pray everywhere, doesn't it?
Yes.
Well, what the heck? You scared of those people? Yeah. You think your neighbors might be there? Probably. You afraid you look like a fool? You do. Thank God. Oh, God. When Kathy came to live with me, she'd been living in a place, if they ever prayed, you couldn't tell it. I didn't say they didn't pray. Did you hear that? I said, if they ever prayed, you couldn't tell it. And she read the results to me. That's how I found out. Amen. So, I am daily, I walk No, 5 days a week, not seven, 5 days a week. And I walk in the fellowship hall as much as, now I'm talking about the day. I used to pray. I used to walk 7, 8, 10 miles a day praying. Yeah. But daily now, I pray, walking 3 or more hours, 5 days a week. Amen. I rarely sat down more than an hour. Rarely. Except in the car, on an airplane, going to the crusade, or if I need someone to help me that I can join my faith with, I turned on Roku or my computer with Terry Mai, record songs of the boys, and play them, and I sit there before that computer. But I won't sit there 2 hours. No, I'll be up. Amen. I'll be up. Pray it. Get up, pray it. I don't have any recreation. I don't have any time off. How can you have time off from pray without ceasing? Oh, yeah. Well, no, I would get so tired. Well, good. I've been there too. But you know what happens? You overcome the tiredness. But you know, Galatians 6 says, don't be weary in well-doing. Don't be weary in well-doing. See, folks, this ministry didn't get where it's at because I was lazy or selfish. Amen. Now, amen. At night, I pray. Well, let me say this. I stand up a lot and pray. I don't sit down. My God, no. It won't hurt you standing on your feet. Get up there and stand up and pray. Walk and pray. Well, I get tired. Well, of course you do. You know what? You'll overcome the tiredness. You can't kiss the flesh. You got to tell the flesh, shut up. Amen. Well, I can't do that, nor. You know why you can't? Your hearts are full of lust for other things. Amen. Lust for other things. Amazing, huh? Well, I've got to preach. Oh, I know, you preachers, you have a preaching spirit. The problem is you don't ever say anything. Amen. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Walk and pray. Stand up and pray. When you watch television, sit down in front of it and pray. When they take a commercial, for sure, but they don't say a damn thing anyway, so pray. Pardon me. Well, that's right. I'm telling you, God is my witness. I only watch 2 or 3 TV programs, and I don't watch any of them to finish. I pray. The Bible says, pray without ceasing. Right? Pray without ceasing. And I do. I'll take a break. You better believe. Amen. I was raised. Not talk at the table. Be quiet. If you have any food in your mouth, don't say a word. That's the way I was raised. So now I say, praise God. Oh, yes, I've lost all of my manners. Praise God. And don't be loud. Oh, no. Glory. Amen. At night, I go to bed somewhere around 11 to 11:30. And I'm praying. I'm praying when I go upstairs. I'm praying when I get upstairs. And when I lie down in bed, I'm praying. I'm praying before I get there. I'm praying when I get there. And finally, I go to sleep maybe 20, 30 minutes after. I say, praise God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Amen. And I pray. Amen. And I wake up most of the time, 2, 3, 4 o'clock. Thank God. And I pray. I pray. I pray. I lie there in the bed speaking the name of Jesus. I pray. I pray. I'll go back to sleep after 1 to 2 hours. Normally about 6, somewhere 6 to 6:30, I'm awake. Amen. Yeah, 6 to 6:30, I am awake. And now I may say a few words to KD. Might talk 5, 10, 15 minutes. Like, what time is it, Kathy? So I can't see the clock. But I will. Oh, you better know. Amen. And she'll tell me, and I might say a few words, and I just lie there and speak the name of Jesus. And in a few minutes, I'm back to sleep. Back to sleep. And then by 7:30, I'm up on the edge of the bed almost every morning. 7:30, praying, glory be to God, hallelujah, bless the Lord's soul, amen. That's what I do in the morning. And then I ask KD if she turned on the box that lies. Well, I want to hear the liars so I can bless them. See, I'm not afraid of liars. I bless them in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I'm up at about somewhere around between 8 and 8:15, maybe sometimes. Well, certainly, I try to make it by 8:30. I get on the gazelle. If you don't know what that is, look it up. And I do 15 minutes on that thing. Amen. And I stretch a muscle. Then I shave. And then somewhere right after 9 o'clock, I'm on my way here praying. And I walk through the door. Hallelujah! They all know I'm aboard. You know that? And I don't know if I'm awakening him. And then I stand up, pray. Then I'll sit down a few minutes, but not very long. I just pray. Thank God. Praise God. Amen. Well, how do you make decisions? I pray and think, silly. Simple. Get the mind of God. Amen. And I pray. By 10 o'clock, I've conducted my business, said good morning, and in the fellowship hall, walking and praying. Amen. Walk for an hour and pray. Others joined me about 10. Amen. I said about 10. Some of them don't know what time the clock, what 10 o'clock is. But, you know, I don't know. I don't have the Gentile spirit. I don't rule over them. Amen. Then, 11, I take a break, and I may quit for 10, 15, 20, 25 minutes, and I'm back in the fellowship hall, walking and praying. But 10, 15, 20 minutes, you know, I'm talking about my business, about the ministry, doing what God wants me to do, making decisions, come back walking, praying. Amen. You say, well, don't you get tired? No, not anymore. I say, let's get with it. Bless the Lord, soul. Well, soul doesn't want to bless the Lord. Amen. Well, you know, that is my day. Every day. And that is my faith. And those are my works. Works of faith. And I'd say, I'm doing well. You know what? Oh, yeah. I'd say, I am doing well. Now, I don't think I need to say anymore. So, what time is it, Katie?
We're just about at 30.
About 30?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd say that's probably a good place to quit, wouldn't you? So, why don't we now praise the Lord?